I am Harias Nagai of Japan Atomic Energy Agency, JAEA. Thank you for coming to see my poster presentation. The Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station accident in March 2011 released significant amounts of radioactive materials into the atmosphere. In order to evaluate the environmental impacts and doses to the public, the source time of radioactive materials discharged into the atmosphere was estimated and updated in a series of research by JAEA. The source time was reversely estimated from environmental monitoring data with an analysis method using atmospheric dispersion simulations by WSPD, developed by JAEA. The processes considered in the WSPD simulation are shown in the upper left picture. When radioactive materials are released into the atmosphere, gaseous and particulate radionuclides suspended in the air flow with wind and spread by turbulence diffusion. We call it radioactive plume. When the plume touches down the ground surface, some radionuclides deposit on the ground. We call it dry deposition. On the other hand, some radionuclides are captured by rain or cloud and fall on the ground with rain. We call it wet deposition. Generally, the wet deposition is much more effective than the dry deposition, and it is the main process of the land contamination. WSPD simulates these processes by numerically solving the equations expressing the meteorological conditions, atmospheric transport, and deposition. In the source time estimation, at first, we used a simple method as shown in the upper part of the method. Release rates at times corresponding to monitoring data were obtained by dividing measured air concentrations into calculated ones under the assumption of unit release rate. In the recent study, the source term was refined with a new optimization method, with the combination of ensemble meteorological calculations and the Bayesian inference. The new method improved not only the source term, but also the meteorological field by selecting the optimum case from ensemble members of meteorological calculations. As estimated source term, temporal changes of release rates for cesium-137 and iodine-131 are shown in the figures. The first one by Terada et al. 2012 used the simple method. The United Nations Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation, UNSCEAR, used this source term for their analysis in the 2013 report. In the recent study by Terada et al. 2020, the source term was updated by using the new optimization method with modified model and newly released data. As a result, WSPD simulation successfully reproduced both the air concentration at monitoring points and surface depositions by airborne monitoring, as shown in the figures. We also elucidated the formation process of land surface contamination, as shown in the lower right picture. Dates and flow directions of main plumes and deposition processes are demonstrated. Finally, the simulation result was used in the Japanese dose assessment project. Thank you for your attention.